Archers, 4 week commencing Sunday, July the 29th, 2001.
It's a perfect Sunday morning at Home Farm.
Isn't this nice?
It's lovely. Fresh coffee. The papers.
Sorry, Brian. Is my smoke bothering it?
Well...
Oh, just move your chair, darling.
What, upwind?
Well, obviously.
He said straw-burning antisocial.
Look, why don't you go and see how Debbie's getting on?
She's perfectly capable of greasing up a tractor.
You've left her to cope with the harvest almost on her own this weekend.
That's what I pay her for. Anyway, they don't need me.
What about the grain you've got to transfer from the old beef building?
Ginny, it's all in hand.
All right.
Oh, and Lillian.
Yes?
For goodness sake, don't go lighting up the yard, will you?
Well, of course she won't.
I seem to forget, Brian, I was married to a farmer. I know how touchy you all get round harvest.
I think anyone would get touchy about losing thousands in a fire. It's all we'd need.
Oh, Brian, calm down. More coffee, anyone?
No, not for me, thanks.
Lillian?
Why not?
So, are you thinking of going to the gym again today?
You are joking.
Oh, you mustn't give up. You've got to keep at it.
Someone I was talking to in there said it's not good to go too often.
Yes, you wouldn't want to overtrain.
Well, that's only if you're using the same group of muscles. You just have to vary what you do.
Since when were you such an expert?
It was in my magazine.
And I still think I should have a rest day today.
Oh, Lillian. I could come with you.
It's not worth it. Can't we just lie by the pool?
Well, that's not going to tone many muscles.
Give my biceps some exercise with a nice glass of wine.
Oh, come on, Lillian. You were so motivated last week.
Well, that was till I put on 2 pounds.
So? You've got to lose them. Let's go after lunch.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes.
Oh. All right, then. But it makes me tired just thinking about it. I'm going to go back to bed for a bit.
Well, lunch at one?
Yes. Thanks, darling.
Honestly. Self-centeredness of a woman.
Oh, shush.
If we can't shunt her back to Grey Gables, can't you go and stay with your mother for a bit?
No.
Yeah, the lorry came for the first barley yesterday.
Oh, gone for milling, you say?
That's right. Excuse me, but...
Whoops, sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, sir, premium will come in handy.
Won't you? That we're off the free draining land.
Yeah, I know. I've given up hope of a milling premium on most of the rest.
Anyway, what about this morning?
Oh, yeah. The contractor's back tomorrow or Tuesday, weather permitting. So, I just thought we could try and get a bit ahead of ourselves.
Well, we could check the grain pit.
Yeah, that'd be great. And just the usual routine, really. You know, grease up the trailers, air in the tyres.
You leave it to me.
A couple of hours should do it. I'm bailing at Home Farm, so I won't be around much. But Dad's about.
You've had to miss the cricket again, then.
It's hopeless this time of year. Sometimes I think we'd be better having a village rugby team. We could play through the winter.
Oh, you don't know about that. The rugby goes on practically all year now.
Well, that's true. But even Eddie was doubtful for this afternoon. He's got to rush there straight from some car boot sale, or something.
Oh, that's right. Clary was telling my Frieda about it.
Yeah?
She's had to go help sell his ornaments because young Edward's on strike.
I should think everyone in the county's got one of Eddie's animals by now. Everyone who wants one, anyway.
Oh, he's got all manner of things now. Sundials and bird tables and I don't know what all.
Oh, I see.
Mind you, if the less I have to do with that Joe Grundy, the better.
What, after he did your garden so beautifully?
Oh, a leopard don't change his spots. Mind you, he's given me the inspiration for another of my verses.
Oh?
It's about the nature of falsehood.
Oh, that doesn't sound a barrel of laughs.
How easy it can be to deceive the innocent. Oh.
You're going sort of alternative with your comedy, then, Bert.
Do you want to hear it?
Not right now, if you don't mind.
Oh.
I really ought to get off, but, tell you what, why don't you try it out on Dad?
Oh. Oh, I wish it was.
What?
Raining men.
Oh, that's not the attitude, Lillian. You have to want to do this yourself.
Oh, shut up, you stupid thing.
Will you drop below your goal per minute? Look. Oh, come on.
I can't.
Only 5 more minutes.
5? Oh, you said 5 ages ago.
You know, if you gave up smoking, you'd improve your lung capacity no end.
I have cut down.
Oh, Lillian.
I have. Well, I've changed to the low-tar ones.
Well, they still kill you in the end.
Oh, this is what'll kill me. Pounding away in here.
Rubbish. No pain. No gain.
Oh, it's no good.
What?
It's no good, Jennifer. I'm too old.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You're 18 months younger than me.
Oh, you've got a husband and a family, Brown. I'd love you, would it?
Oh, I wonder sometimes.
I'm going to spend the rest of my life on my own.
Oh, Lillian, don't be like that.
I know I was a lot older than Scott, but I really thought we could make it work.
Well, it did work.
Oh, he was living off my money.
Well, you've got a lot to offer. A lot more than money, I mean.
Yes. My smile, my crow's feet and my laughter lands meet in the middle. My bottom sticks out like a duck.
Well, I'm not talking about your purse.
Yeah, well, I am. Oh. For heaven's sake, I couldn't even pull Oliver Sterling the other week.
Well, maybe you're not his type.
I'd rather have that stick insect Caroline.
Not here, Lillian.
With her skinny little aristocratic behind. So she'll be swanking around all through this documentary thing we've got to go and watch on Thursday.
Well, she is the manager.
Oh, let's go and have a drink.
Oh, we've hardly started.
Scott's gone. You want me to give up my fans, and now you expect me to give up my drinking as well.
Oh, all right, then. Just get my towel.
You're not telling me you're enjoying it in here?
Well, no.
Oh, there you are, then. You know what? You're a long time dead, Jennifer.
I'm sorry, but Debbie's still out in the combine.
Oh, it was just a thought. I was over here anyway.
Well, can I give her a message?
It's about Hassett Hills. You don't know if she has had a chance to ask the others yet about having the tasting at Grey Gables after the launch, have you?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
I want to give the MLC a ring, see what they think, but can't do that until she's got the okay in principle from the others.
Well, I'll ask her, but I doubt she's had time. We've been flat out.
You don't seem too stressed.
No. Well, I thought I'd take a bit of a back seat this year.
Oh, doesn't sound like you.
Oh, I don't know, David. Perhaps I'm just a bit, I don't, demotivated.
It's nothing to do with Borchester Land pulling the rug, is it?
Hardly. It's not as if Debbie can't cope.
No, sure.
She's been going on at me for years to have a bit more confidence in her.
Well, good luck to her. Oh, hey, any takers yet for contract work come the autumn?
Not a sniff. At this rate, Brookfield and those two Hassett Hills guys are going to be our only customers.
Well, I'll expect a 5-star service, then.
You got 5.5.
No, it's a pain, though, isn't it? I know how I felt when Simon Pemberton cancelled our contract on the estate.
It's so unfair.
I know. And whatever they say, you just know it's personal.
Entirely. Mm. And on top of it all, I've got Lillian whining on 24 hours a day.
Is she ever going home?
Lord knows. I'm spending money like a man with no pockets at the wine merchant. The house stinks of smoke.
Oh, I couldn't stand it. Can't she give up?
I have thought about getting her some nicotine patches. And applying them over her mouth. Back.
Oh, God, better crack on.
David, hello.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. Lillian.
You had a good workout? Both look a bit flushed.
Oh, do we?
We had a really polishing session. Stretch and lift, stretch and lift.
Well, if you really want to get fit, you know, bale lugging is great exercise.
Oh, and your point is?
Well, Tony's on the lookout for people to help him load small bales.
That's true.
Oh, Tony, shall I tell you something, David? I'd rather be publicly flogged.
Not keen on the idea, then. Okay.
Well, 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 if it isn't Bert Fry.
Aye?
Is this the same Bert Fry, otherwise known as the Bard of Borsetshire?
Hmm.
The one who brings the house down with his hilarious comic verse?
Well, thank you, not to take the mickey jokes.
Anyway, here's another subject for you. Or ain't your muse being very cooperative tonight?
What are you talking about?
You, dead-headed neuroses. I'm sure you could squeeze a few lines out of that a towering literary talent like yours.
Ah, that's not how it works. Oh, he can't just think, hey, I'll write a poem about this.
Well, let's see now. Little rows of flowers, little drops of rain.
Oh, you can mock all you like. Well, say one thing for my verses.
What's that then?
At least they're original.
Well, at least my stories are interesting.
Ah.
Look how they got the listeners going at Radio Borsetshire.
Look how they've got them fooled, more like.
Now, you listen here. I got fans out there who depends on me. reckons I'm the highlight of their week. Yet the little old ladies with just a budgie for company feel they got a friend in me.
Some friend.
It feels I talks to them directly.
I thought you was my friend when you was doing my garden when I was stuck up Brookfield. But you're not a fraud.
Well, you tell that to Jazzer's Nan.
Aye?
Jazzer, our Edward's friend. His Nan wants a signed photograph.
Poor misguided woman.
I brightens up their lives, you see. In fact, you could say I'm providing a social service.
The only service you're providing is peddling lies, Joe Grundy. Your stories don't exist. They're all out of a book.
I wouldn't keep going round saying that if I was
I'll tell you the only story that's true in your collection. It's the one about the wicked old man who went round hoodwinking people with his tall tales.
Well, you want to calm down, you give yourself a hernia.
Oh, I probably already got one. Keeping quiet like this is eating me up inside.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear.
You're an imposter, and I've lived with your shameful secret long enough.
Look, why don't you just go inside and get your Frida to make you a nice cup of tea, eh?
I'm warning you, Joe Grundy. I give you the chance last week to come clean, to do the decent thing and tell Radio Bossy to yourself how you'd been tricking everyone.
Well, I ain't saying a word. Why should I?
Because if you don't, I'll do it for you.
You what?
I mean it. I'll phone them myself. I'll tell them you're a fake.
You wouldn't.
I would.
They wouldn't let you through. You're banned from the phones.
I don't care. I'll ring and I'll ring till I have to talk to me.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go down there in person. I'll sit outside the studio. I'll chain myself to the microphone if I have to.
You're bluffing.
You reckon? We'll see, shall we?
Clary's had a hard weekend.
Oh, my back's killing me from lugging all your flipping ornaments yesterday.
Sorry, Clary.
Not to mention them blooming great bags of compost.
There's no good moaning at me, love. You want to have a word with your son?
Can't you just pay him what he wants, Eddie?
No, I can't. If I start paying Edward a percentage every time he lifts a finger, where would it end?
Well, I don't see what your problem is. The money will be coming back to us in rent anyway.
It's the principle.
Oh, yeah, well, you and your principles are going to land me flat on my back. Oh, no, look at that. I've dropped a sock. Typical. Ow!
Nope. I'm not budging, Clary.
Well, where else is he going to get the money to pay his rent?
Yeah, well, his flash mate Oliver Sterling, for
one. Excuse me.
Right. Mind yourself.
Oh. You ain't seriously going to enter this remote control car and
Why
thing,
not?
Are you?
Here goes.
Of course, it's for the kids, for a start. They won't let you.
Look at that. That is style, oh, that is.
Are you listening? It is for kids.
Yeah, well... That's what Edward's for. At last, it's payback time.
Aye.
All the grief he's given us. It's about time I got some benefit.
He won't enter, will you?
Of course he will. In the end.
Well, he's not a child, though, is he?
That depends on what you call a child. After all, we're still supporting him.
Suppose so. Where'd you get this card from, anyway?
Snatch, give it me.
Oh.
It was his lad Bruno's, but he don't want it no more.
Oh, no, he's a skater now, isn't he?
And round the chair.
Our boys used to have a car like that, do you remember? Must have got chucked out when we left Grange Farm. Oh, good morning, Joe.
Morning.
Hey, watch your feet with old Damon Hill here.
Here, can I have this last cup of tea?
Yeah, of course. Help yourself. Well, I ought to be getting off to work.
So, what tale are you spinning them on the radio today, then?
Oh, yeah, I'll be listening.
Well, I don't know yet. I reckon I'll have this tea in my room.
Oh, all right, then. Yeah. What's up with him?
Probably thinks we're not good enough for him now he's a big-shot radio star.
No, not Joe.
Oh, if you ask me, he's turning into a right lovely.
Okay, girl. Okay, you're doing fine. We'll have you better in no time. You'll see. All right.
Ruth!
All right.
Ruth!
In here, Jill.
Oh, good. thought I'd missed you and I'd have to traipse out to Blacklands.
No, I'm off to the sheep now. I was just checking on this sad case.
Poor old Flo. How's her foot?
It's sorting itself out since she had the antibiotic, isn't it, eh?
Can be nasty foul in the foot.
It's not the first time she's had it either.
Oh, dear, if her feet are starting to go.
Oh, we'll have to think about it once she's carved down. So,
sorry. I was just talking to Elizabeth about Shula's birthday. Can you and David keep next Wednesday night free in case she wants to do something with the family?
Sure. Depends on harvest, of course.
Oh, yes, I know that. Good. Oh, Nigel seems to be enjoying his falconry course, by the way.
Great. Oh, excuse me, I'll just get some clean water.
Sorry. And, of course, with him away, it leaves Elizabeth free to keep a close eye on Beverly.
Is she still being awkward?
Who, Elizabeth or Beverly?
Well, I meant Beverly, but...
I can't understand it. They were so pleased with her at first.
Oh, maybe she's got too used to working off her own bat.
Yes, perhaps that's it. Anyway, the real reason I came to find you...
Yeah?
The phone hasn't stopped this morning. I've had a couple of inquiries about Rickyard Cottage.
That's great.
Yes.
There you are, girl. People are gradually coming back to the countryside.
Mm. There's just one problem.
Oh?
They're both for the same week. They both want to come on August the 11th.
Ah. Well.
Yeah?
Well, one lot could always have the bungalow.
That's what I thought.
We always said we'd let it out in time. It's just that the time's come round a bit sooner than we expected.
Mm. There's still an awful lot of your stuff there, though.
Not forgetting the unmistakable hors d'oeuvre. Mind you, I suppose this could be the rocket David and I need.
To start sorting things out.
I mean, Shula's already started boxing up valuables and they're having packers.
I know.
Look, I'm not needed on the tractor till 2. Why don't you and I go and have a look at the place after lunch?
So stay tuned, because we've got one of our unique Radio Borsetshire moments coming up. Yes, it's our special afternoon guest, Mr. Joe Grundy, and his incredible tales of Borsetshire's past. Sometimes grisly, sometimes ghostly, always gripping. Well, he's here in the studio again this afternoon. A very warm welcome to you, Joe.
Afternoon.
Great stuff. And I hope you've got another corker for us today. Now, I'm looking through the glass at young Brenda, and she's telling me that the phones are hot already. So, how about that then, Joe?
Marvellous.
I have to say that this has been one of the most popular slots we've ever run here on Radio Borsetshire. Brenda, I just hope one of the callers isn't our old friend, Mr. Fry, who I seem to remember had a bit of a dispute going with Joe here. Oh... it is.
Oh, no.
Now, Joe, are you ready to launch straight into today's story, or shall we play a bit of music first?
Let's have the music, shall we?
Why not, indeed. And it's a bit of a golden oldie. Lying Eyes. Oh.
Mrs. Archer.
I wondered if I could have some ice cream.
Yeah, of course. And do you mind if we shush a minute? It's Joe's jotting, you see.
Oh, no, that's fine. There's no hurry.
Now, without further ado, I'm going to hand you over to Joe Grundy for another in our series of Joe's Jottings.
Well, thank you very much, Wayne. I'm sorry, I can't do this no more.
Hey?
It's been wonderful and I've enjoyed every minute, but at my age, well, the pressures of being a celebrity, like, well, they've got to me. I can't keep up the pace, a story a week.
Heavens.
I thought long and hard about it, believe me, because I know there's a lot of loyal fans out there and it feels terrible about letting them down, but I'm sorry, I don't have no choice. I'd rather quit while I've still got something to do.
Goodness.
That's all. Well, what can I say? Is there anything we can do? Anything at all to change your mind? No. I'm sorry, Wayne. My mind's made up. Well,
Joe, I'm really sorry that's how you feel. But I can see where you're coming from.
Thank you.
I can't believe it.
I thought about the strain it might put you under.
Oh, yeah, it has been hard. I may not have long, you see.
Oh.
Well, I'd like to spend more time with my family, my son Eddie and Clary and their two lads.
Oh, sweet.
All I can say, Joe, is thank you for the superb entertainment you provided for us over the last couple of months. And, you know, these stories of yours, you really ought to think about writing them down.
You reckon?
Yeah, they make a great book.
Oh, you're right there, sure, isn't it? A book.
And now I think we'd better have another piece of music. One of your favourites, Joe, I think. The lady herself.
Say goodbye with a smiley.
That was a bit dramatic, wasn't it?
He never said a word to us.
Amazing.
I don't know what's come over him. I thought he was loving it.
Very touching that he wants to spend more time with you and the boys.
Yeah. Anyway, Mrs. Archer, about this ice cream.
Oh, yes. A chop chip and a vanilla, please, Carrie. The 4 litre, if you've got them.
Right, you are.
And I must get back and make a start on the bungalow.
I'm doing what?
I've accepted a booking for it next month. But Ruth and I had a look at lunchtime, and it's going to take some work to put it to rights.
There's all that stuff to come out, is there?
Not only that, it'll have to be re-equipped. When people come on a farm holiday, they expect a certain standard.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Ruth's idea of kitchen equipment isn't quite the same as the English Tourist Board, I'm afraid.
I see.
So what happened then?
I just told him as I couldn't go on no more.
So you, like, resigned on air?
Yeah, that's about it.
Like DLG?
Who?
Dave Lee Travis on Radio 1, years ago now.
Oh, I don't know. I just said what I had to say.
Edward T!
Do you want us to lay up, love?
Yeah, that'd be a help, thanks.
You heard all this, Clary?
Yeah, and Mrs. Archer was there. We couldn't believe our ears.
Oh, I wish I had.
It was so nice the way you said you wanted to spend more time with me and Eddie and the boys, Joe.
Yeah, well, I meant every word.
I'll call him again, will you, Eddie? He'll get cold.
Hey, Edward, get yourself down here now.
All right, not so loud.
Well.
Nice family time, that's what Joe wants. Isn't that right, Joe?
Yes, Clary, love it. Oh, that was me, your
car. Yeah, go on, Fallon, don't be such a man. Go on. What did you do last time?
Oi! Get off the phone, your tea's on the table.
What will be wicked?
Go on.
Edward, I'm warning you.
Yes, look, I'll see you tomorrow then, yeah? Yeah, all right, yeah, goodbye.
You deaf or what?
Well, if I was deaf, I wouldn't be on the phone, would I, dog?
What will be wicked?
For nothing. Can you pass us the sauce?
What?
Nothing.
Well, I hope you ain't hanging around the shopping centre again.
No, I might be.
Eddie, haven't you got nothing to keep him occupied?
As a matter of fact... I have.
So if it's that market stall again, you know the score. Cut me a percentage and we got a deal.
It's not that. Listen to this. Village Fate robot car race.
What?
We're entering with the Grundy Mobile.
You what?
Sponsored by Eddie's Garden Products.
You're mental, you are.
He told me he'd given it a name.
Why would I want to mess around with toy cars when...
When what?
Nothing.
Come on, it'll be a laugh.
No!
There's a big cash prize.
Oh, like the big cash prize there was for the bull quiz at Easter.
No, proper cash this time.
No, I'm not interested.
Edward.
No, get one of your singing pigs to enter it with you. I've got better things to do.
Have you, though? I ain't sure you have.
Oh, will you two stop going on at me?
Look, sit down and finish your
tea. I'll have it in my room.
Edward.
Playing with toy cars at his age. It's not just sad, it's pathetic.
Ed has a grievance.
It's not just sad, it's pathetic.
Yeah, so he said.
Oh, stupid fake car.
In fact, you've been saying all morning.
What would I look like? I'd look like a right muppet.
Sid and Jamie are doing nothing but practice.
Yeah, right, which is why I'm not doing it.
Look, can we talk about something else?
You know, the trouble with my dad is, Fanny, he's just a big kid.
Please?
Oh, I told him he can stuff it.
Ed, can we just get on with it?
Hmm?
Are we going for a drive today or what?
Oh, yeah, of course. Do you fancy a Merc? Beamer?
Like, really?
Why not?
Immobiliser? Alarm? I'll be a K-Reg escort like last time.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it will.
Here, how about this one, then?
No, I don't like the colour. Yeah, fine, just do it.
Yeah, all right. One more time, come on. Yes.
Here you go, Lillian. One cappuccino.
Thanks.
Oh, is that enough chocolate?
Yes, that's fine.
I didn't put any sugar.
No, no sugar. Yeah. That's not.
Oh, yeah. Underwood still do the best coffee in town. I should know. I've tried them all.
You must get very bored with Debbie working so hard all summer.
Occupational hazard, I guess.
Still, a bit of retail therapy always helps. What's in the big carrier?
Hmm? Oh, it's not for me. It's a remote control car for Alice.
She hasn't persuaded you to do the Village Fete car race with her.
I didn't take much persuading. We're going to have our first practice this afternoon. And then I'm booked for a golf game with Jack.
Mum's still trying to take his mind off the docu-soap, is she?
Yeah, she practically begged me.
Well, Jack's own fault, you know. It was pure vanity which made him agree to the thing in the first place.
Oh, yeah, I know, but...
He's only got himself to blame.
You're a hard woman, Lillian.
I wonder why. School of hard knocks, perhaps.
Still sore over Scott?
Scott who?
That's the spirit.
I thought we might have a barbecue tonight if it keeps dry.
Oh, don't bother for me.
Oh, Brenda.
There might be some overtime going.
Well, you've got to eat, love.
Look, Mum, I know you're only trying to help, but keeping busy suits me better than sitting round chewing on a beef burger. Thanks all the same.
Morning, Betty.
Hello, Neil.
Well, I better get off. See ya.
Oh, dear.
Still nursing her broken heart, is she?
Oh, just a bit. Huh? You've got it all to come.
Yeah. Luckily, Emma's love life's been pretty quiet so far.
Thought she was sweet on William Grundy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Susan reckons our Emma can do a bit better for herself than one of the Grundy boys.
Oh, William's a really nice lad.
Yeah, I know, but a nice pinstripe type from Lower Loxton is what Susan's got in mind. Oh. Someone with a bit of style, she says.
Oh, like Scott.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
Daughters. So, what's Emma doing next week for her birthday?
Eh? Oh, after that fiasco at Meadow Rise last year, she's just going out for a pizza with the girls from work. What are you doing for yours?
Oh, I don't know. There's Brenda as miserable as sin, and Mike's not much better.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but look at that!
Hurry, Ahmed, just get it started.
I'm doing my best! Come on!
I thought you were supposed to be good at this.
What if you'd stop gunning me?
You shouldn't be such a loser.
Oh, you see?
About time.
I'll just get a seatbelt on and shut up.
Oh, well, thanks for the coffee, Simon.
Anytime. Lillian, I've got to say, you're looking awfully well.
You think so?
In fact, you look radiant. What is it, the virtuous glow that comes from a good workout in the gym?
No, it is not. If I never go in there again, it'll be too soon. Oh. Try again. Go on.
I'm not quite sure. Is it your hair?
No. I've had a facial in the beauty salon here.
Oh, right.
Actually, they call it a non-surgical facelift. What do you think?
Like I say, it's fantastic.
The girl was telling me about all sorts of other possibilities. She gave me some leaflets.
Oh, come on. You don't have to worry about your appearance.
I think I do.
Rubbish.
How old are you, Simon?
55.
And Debbie?
30.
You're a year older than me. Now, you can tell me that 54-year-old women can be youthful and attractive till you're blue in the face, or even until I am. But it doesn't alter the fact that when it came to it, you still married someone 25 years younger than you.
If I hadn't seen that with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Superhand.
What are you like, Ginger, eh?
Some of them are like that, just doubly determined.
Yeah, but with one wing clipped.
Well, she just has to flap twice as hard with the other.
Not very elegant, was it? Very clever, Ginger.
I'll soon clip her other wing for you.
Oh, no, you mustn't.
Eh?
Well, not when she's tried so hard. I'd feel awful.
Betty, they're not pets, you know.
I know that, but Ginger's sort of special.
So you want her to go on wandering in the house and helping herself off the table?
Yeah, I do.
And what'll Mike have to say about it?
Well, you leave him to me.
All right. But don't get too fond of her.
No, I won't.
Because the fox will have her, sure as eggs.
Eggs is eggs.
OK, Ed, major point, slow down. What's it?
Oh, look who speaks.
Slow down.
Oh, look, it's our old flat, look. Hello. Oh, I wonder who lives there now.
Oh, who cares?
Oh, that is Jazza's house. Hello, shall I wake the lady bedroom?
Slow down!
Oh, but there's only bend in a bit.
Ed, you're being stupid.
Oh, why are you such a misery?
You're mental.
Oh, it's supposed to be called joy riding. All right, let's have a bit of real speak, shall we? Hold tight.
There. Brenda, what do you think? Is it me?
Oh, I don't know, really. I ought to get on.
Are you on Radio Borsetshire business?
Wayne sent me out for a CD. It's a request and our copy's disappeared.
Oh, what is it?
What a Wonderful World.
Oh, so you're not really in the mood to help me choose an aftershave?
Not really, no. I've been coming in here a lot, actually. Just to smell the ones Scott used to wear.
Oh, Brenda.
Pitiful, isn't it? It's pitiful.
You're hurting. You're entitled to do whatever it is that helps get you through.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Here.
Oh, thanks.
It's okay. Look, sweetheart, there's a Scott in everyone's life sooner or later. He wasn't worthy of you. You're too good for him.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
It's true. You gotta be careful of that type. Brains in their pants. They prey on women.
I thought I loved him. Sometimes I think I still do.
Yeah, of course you do. You can't just turn it off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Blubbering all over the place.
That's okay. That's okay. I've seen it all before with my students.
I suppose so.
I know it doesn't seem like it right now, but it will get better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And anytime you want to talk, you know where I am, okay?
And as he comes up to the bend...
Ed, we're going too fast.
Oh, he's perfectly in control.
You'll have us over. Ed! Ow!
Whoops.
Ed, stop it.
Don't be stupid. I've only just started.
Stop the car, you moron. Get out.
God.
Stupid.
Alan, wait up!
Leave me alone!
Oh, come on, that was rocking!
I'm out of here.
Wait up! What is it with you?
Oh, nothing! Apart from you practically killed us!
Oh, what? That was a little bit of cornering.
I cracked my head so hard I saw stars! What? I did!
Well, there's no blood.
It hurts. I've probably got concussion. A blood clot on the brain.
Oh, rubbish.
You nearly rolled the car.
Well, I didn't know, did I? Thanks to my skilled driving.
You want to take a reality check, you do, Ed Grundy. You think you're so smart, nicking cars and the like.
Oh, come on, you've always enjoyed it. Well, till today. What, you on your period or something?
Oh, you're disgusting. You're just a total loser. You start off by nicking cars, and where's it going to end? What are you going to be into next?
You're worse than my brother. You thought it was cool.
For a while, maybe. It's becoming a career for you, isn't it? And you were going to get so busted.
Yeah, but they've got to catch me first.
They will. You're not that clever.
Yeah, well, I ain't done bad so far.
You'd have done better if you'd at least taken your exams.
What? Now you're sounding like my mother.
Well, I've got my results in 3 weeks, and I'm not messing up my chances next year and mucking around with the likes of you.
Yeah, well, I'm not listening to this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Walk away. Just because it's something that you don't want to hear.
Oh, you've had a right one on today, you have. You've spoiled everything. Not had it all worked out. We could have gone to Stratford.
Gone to heaven, more like. Not that that's where you're heading.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see Jazz.
Yeah, you do that. Hey, and when you see him, tell him to start looking for a new vocalist, because I quit.
You what?
I'm quitting the band.
Oh, no, you can't.
I just did.
Fella!
You better find some other sucker who doesn't care what scum she mixes with. And if you're thinking of taking a drive-in, make sure she doesn't want to live too long.
Fella!
Have a nice life.
Fella! Oh, you know your trouble, don't you? You're such a girl!
Bye, Ed.
Yeah, well, go on then, like I'm bothered.
Eddie is worried about animal welfare.
Are my squirrels all right back there, Clary?
How are you doing, squirrels? Yeah, they're fine. They're having a party.
I don't want them getting smashed. Not enough spent the past hour loading them up. And hang on to that heron.
Oh, I heard this market store was going to be worth the effort.
Oh, you're not the only one. Of course, if Edward had shifted himself.
Oh, not again, Eddie. Just accept it. You've lost. Pay him the percentage and have done with it.
Oh, when I think of him still in bed, lucky little...
It's funny, you know.
What's so funny about him kipping till dinner time?
I mean, last night, you say he didn't go out.
Yeah. Sat with me and Dad moaning there was nothing on telly.
It should have been band practice, but Fallon can't have gone neither.
No?
No, she were collecting glasses down the pub and then she said she had a headache and went to bed.
Well, maybe they've had a ring.
Must have.
Artistic differences, that's what they call it.
I hope that's all it is. We never did find out what the turban was up to yesterday.
Well, he's not flush with cash, so can't have been very profitable.
Oh, dear. Where did we go wrong with him?
It's easier to ask where we went right. Hang on to that error, love. Oh, Tony could do with some hardcore up this tree.
I am hanging on to it.
It's my showpiece, that is.
It's very nice, too.
Derek Fletcher was looking at it the other day when I had it on the verge. Be great by his pond. Right, here we are.
Thanks for the lift, love.
No probs.
Oh, dear. How am I going to get home?
Morning, Clary. You're early.
Oh, Helen. Yeah, well, Eddie's got to be in Felpisham by 8:30.
What is that?
It's a heron.
Is it?
You couldn't just hold it for me, could you, Helen, while I get out?
I suppose so.
Oh,
it's heavy.
Yeah, and if I ain't careful, I'll put my foot through one of these bags of compost.
It's got a funny look on its face.
What do you mean?
Is it a bit cross-eyed?
There. Now, shall I wedge it down here, Eddie, or do you want it on the seat?
Oh, stick it up by me.
Don't forget its seatbelt.
You'll still have to hold it going round any corners.
You look, hurry up, or I'll be late.
Right then, love. Good luck.
So I'll see you later.
Yeah. I hope he don't get stopped by the police. What do he look like, driving a heron around?
I shouldn't have said that about him being cross-eyed. I think Eddie was a bit offended.
No, he ain't one he's made. He's been buying in odd bits, as he's nothing more of a range.
Oh, I see. Where's he taking it?
I got a stall down the market. It ought to do quite well.
Oh, what a shame. I think he should release it into the wild.
Hi, Eddie. What is that?
It's a heron.
Is it?
Of course it is. Oh, what's the matter with everybody?
Well, it just looks a bit, well, scary.
Oh, he's not scary. He's beautiful.
If you say so. Well, you've got quite a selection.
Yeah. Which do you fancy, then, Usha? Hedgehog? A tortoise?
Well, they're not really my kind of thing, thanks. Anyway, I'm on my way to court.
Oh, a singing pig, then. That'll brighten up the bench.
I don't think so.
A bag of compost? Bribe for the judge.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
It's a good job everyone ain't so hard to please, the trouble it's taken me to get here.
Did you have an early start?
6 o'clock I was uploading the van. Then they had to drop claret to bridge form, belt over here, lay them all
sounds
in.
Sounds like hard work.
I've been lugging bags of compost to people's cars all morning. Then I'll have to load it all back up or unload it at the other end.
Have you ever thought of the European Court of Human Rights?
I'm only saying.
It can't be harder work than farming.
I'm not so sure. Not so hard about sitting on a combine all day.
I'm sure Debbie could tell you. Simon was complaining he's hardly seen it for weeks.
Yeah, well, the grass is always greener, I suppose.
Very apt. Right, I'd better get on.
Here, you're to do with the fate, ain't you?
I certainly am.
Yeah, how do you go about entering this robot car race thing?
You pay your entrance money to Alistair. Why, are you interested?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Edward's going to wipe the floor with everyone else.
Oh, Ed's agreed to do it, has he?
Well, not exactly.
You need a child, Eddie. What are you going to do, kidnap someone else's?
I'll talk him ring.
I heard he'd need some persuading.
Oh, not really. It's just his attitude gives the impression he's awkward, like.
Right.
I know everyone thinks he's a bad lad, but he's all right, really.
I'm glad you've got such confidence in him.
Yeah.
So I find myself holding this evil-looking heron.
Trust Eddie.
Oh, dear, there's your tomato, Siobhan. Anything else?
No, that's all, thanks. I can't carry any more. I want to go back via the town hall.
Oh, yes, it's the council meeting this afternoon, isn't it? Mum was saying.
Well, we're pretty sure everything should go our way. They're only really rubber-stamping the Education Committee's recommendation, but...
Well, it's never over till the fat lady sings, right?
Something like that.
I loved it at Loxley Barrett. It's got to stay open.
Yeah. I hope my kids will be going there one day. Oh, did you know they've set the date for the public inquiry about this other business?
What, the housing development?
Yeah, we've got to get a written objection together. So tell your mum for me, will you?
Yeah, sure.
Now, what do I owe you, Helen?
£8.20, exactly, please.
Okay. There you are. Thanks.
Great. Afternoon.
Ah, hiya, Ruth.
How come they've let you escape? Oh, I had to come in for an air filter, so Jill nabbed me to do her shopping for her.
How sensible.
Well, it's not that bad, really. She's just desperate for some of that dark chocolate. She says you know the sort.
Oh, yes.
How many? 4 bars, please.
Wow, that's some addiction.
She uses it for cooking. It's for Shula's birthday cake.
I must remember to invite myself around. Now, I better dash. See you. Bye.
Bye. She's okay, isn't she, Siobhan?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard something interesting about her.
Oh, yes? Well, go on.
About a man.
Oh, don't tell me Debbie's creepy husband's been sniffing around. Brenda said she hadn't been nice to her yesterday.
No, not Simon.
What then?
Well, it was last week.
Yes?
At the talent night.
Oh, come on, Ruth.
Well, it was like she took the talent part a bit literally. Made a pass at someone.
Who?
Greg Turner.
Greg? Greg? Are you sure?
So, are you lining them up or are you waiting for someone?
Ah, hi, Usha. No, I'm waiting for my husband.
Well, do you mind if I join you? I'm waiting for Adrian.
Help yourself. And they say women are always late.
Well, Adrian can't help it. He just has to remind me that he's a very important barrister and I'm only a solicitor.
Subtle or what?
Sad, I call it. What's keeping Tim?
Some last-minute thing at the surgery. He did at least phone.
Oh, that's something.
Still, if he doesn't hurry up, I'll drink both of these himself. Well done, by the way.
On what?
Getting Tim to take part in the fete. I'd never have dared suggest it.
Sorry?
And if I had, he'd have been sure to refuse. You're obviously much more persuasive.
I'm sorry you've lost me.
Oh, come on, Usha. Dump the doctor. Sure, it was your idea.
No, it wasn't. In fact, I haven't seen Tim.
Haven't you?
Well, unless... Oh, I was having a chat with Janet one day last week at the surgery and he joined us.
Janet?
But I had to go, but... Well, maybe that's when the idea came up, but it must have been after I left.
I see.
Anyway, whatever. If Tim wants to be dunked, that's great. Siobhan?
Oh, sorry, just thinking.
Hi, you two. Oh, hi, Ruth. Come and join us.
I can't. I've got to get these bills back.
You're no fun, you.
Oh, not at harvest, I'm not. Oh, I'm knackered. Oh, hi, Siobhan.
Hello again.
Oh, good news, isn't it, about the school?
Yeah.
Oh, have they decided?
The full council's agreed to keep it open.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It just shows what you can achieve when you all pull together.
Real people power. Siobhan, you should have said.
Yeah, well, that's why I was meeting Tim, actually, to celebrate.
Ah, I've been talking to Janet about that. She wants us all to get together for a drink.
Oh, yeah?
The partners, too, she insisted.
Did she?
How are you and Tim fixed for Friday?
Here, Edward, watch this. As he takes the corner...
Pack it in, will you?
Oh, Eddie, if you run that thing over my feet, what's
he nearly loses it.
How can I concentrate? Do you want to know how much you made on the market or not?
Ah, sorry, love. Ah, do you know, I still can't believe nobody bought my errand.
It looks like a vulture, that's why.
It's beautiful.
Maybe Derek Fletcher's your best bet. You said you were looking at it.
Yeah, I might take it round his house sometime.
You better make sure his grandkids aren't there. Could scare the shit.
Yeah, thank you, Edward. Aren't you going out tonight?
No.
Not seeing Fallon, then?
No.
You ain't falling out, have you?
I want it to you.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, like I'm bothered.
Oh, Eddie, I won't tell you again.
All right, I'm sorry.
Take it off him, Edward, and show him how it's done, will you?
No, Mum, it's so late.
Hey, go on, son, have a go.
I've told you.
Here you are. He used to be ace at this.
Well, I ain't done it in years.
Hey, it's like riding a bike. You never forget.
Yeah, it's not a bad car, this.
Careful. Oh, yeah. Oh, excellent.
Yes.
You too, I don't know.
We're the dream team, I tell you.
Here, watch this, watch this.
Neat. Hey, you're a natural.
So about this race, then?
Yeah.
Well, if I do it, we split the prize money half and half, right?
What? Oh, go on.
Yeah, and you can give me the same split on the boot sales and the market.
Right?
Or you're on your own for the lot of it.
Oh, you had that coming to you, Edda.
Now, look here. If I give you a percentage at all, if, more like 10, not 50.
Fine, keep your stupid card.
No, hang on.
No, I'm not listening.
20.
40.
Forget it.
Suits me.
Oh, for heaven's sake, give him 30, Eddie, and have done with it. He'll do the work. Well, you've been on all evening how hard it were on your own today. And you needn't think I'm helping you with your boot sales again come the weekend. My back's only just better.
Oh, I can't be bothered to argue. All right.
Yeah, I know this one does.
Blooming right. I'll go and put the kettle on then, shall I?
You better not let me down, Edward.
No, of course not. Here, now listen up. If we're in this race, we're going to cane the others, right?
Oh, you bet.
Yeah, so you can forget Grundy-mobile. It's going to be called, Death Wish.
I like it.
Yeah, see on the front, need a fender, right?
I get it, like bull bars.
Yeah, yeah. And on the wheels, we need spikes.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Here, I've got some bits in the shed.
Oh, let's get started.
Some old chimes. They do, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Here, where are you two going?
Oh, just out the shed, love.
Yeah, oh, right. See you. Oh, family life, eh? No wonder Joe's gone down the pump.
Sid and Jamie are putting in some practice.
That's it, son. See if you can take it round the flower bed and back.
Eccles doesn't look too impressed, does he?
Oh, morning, Brenda.
You men, you're all obsessed with this car race.
Rubbish. Now, come on, Jamie, concentrate.
Roy was desperate going for it, but Phoebe's too little.
That hasn't stopped Nigel and Freddie. Mind you, I think that's a bit dodgy myself. It's supposed to be the kids operating the cars.
Well, Nigel can't have been getting much practice this week.
Oh, good.
He's away, or so Ailey was saying. A falconry course or something.
Yeah, that's right. I did hear.
Which, of course, leaves Elizabeth free to torment Beverly.
Oh, that... I know Kathy wasn't very happy when Elizabeth tried to involve her.
No, well, it's not very nice when people play games with you. I should know. Looks like you got a delivery.
Huh? Oh, terrific. This will be the big screen for tonight. Will you excuse me?
Yeah, sure.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Jamie, stop that now. There's a good one. You can't see the size of this TV screen.
Oh, it's all happening here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, really kicking.
How are you?
Oh, you know.
You've lost weight.
That's one good thing, I suppose.
No, it's not. You don't need to. Come in the shop later. I'll give you free ice cream.
Thanks.
Have you heard anything from Scott?
No. And I'm not going to, am I?
Probably not.
can't believe how much it hurts. People talk about heartache. Well, my heart really does.
Oh, Brent.
I'm like some... Do you know what I did the other day? I rang his mobile.
But you said that...
Oh, it was switched off. I knew it would be. Screening his calls, isn't he? I didn't even want to speak to him. I just wanted to hear his voice on the message.
Right, I've heard enough.
What?
We're taking you in hand.
Helen.
What are you doing tonight?
Working.
Well, tell them you can't. Don't you want to see your brother make a fool of himself?
Sorry?
Come to the Bull and watch this docu-soap thing. Have a few drinks and a laugh.
That's where I'll be, Thicko. Wayne wants a feature.
Great.
Oh, 10 minutes he needs. We're really short of stuff since Joe stopped doing his stories.
Yeah, I heard Bert Fry had volunteered himself instead.
Yeah, well, Wayne soon told him where to get off.
Yeah, I suppose one old country character's as much as any radio station needs.
One's more than enough, believe me. So, you're going tonight?
Should be a bit of a laugh.
Let's hope so. I need it like a hole in the head, really, because she's bound to be there.
Who?
Your Auntie Lillian. Who else?
Come along, Jack. Surely you can manage a bit more than that.
I don't think so, Peggy.
I'll have the rest of your salmon if you don't want it.
Oh, help yourself.
I don't know what's come over you today, Lillian.
It's all the exercise I've been doing.
You haven't been to the gym for days.
Don't need to. My sister's turned herself into my personal trainer.
Jennifer?
She said she'd give me a lift up here. And she'd dump me in the village and tell me to walk the rest of the way. Ryan's been getting at her. Is there any more in that bottle, Mum?
No, sorry.
Typical.
Have you thought any more, dear, about cutting down on your drinking?
No, I haven't.
Or giving up smoking?
Then I'd eat even more. Where's Luigi?
Not if you use some willpower.
Oh, Mum, I can't be bothered. It's keeping fit and staying beautiful. It's just such hard work.
I wonder.
Oh, Jack, do stop fretting about tonight. There's nothing you can do about it now.
Oh, I just thought I could try ringing Martina again.
They've told you she's in a meeting.
She must have an awful lot of meetings, poor darling. It's a wonder she gets anything done.
She might be out of it by now.
Yes, and this afternoon she's editing. Anyway, she won't tell you what's in the programmes. We've been through all this before.
Oh, if only I'd read that contract.
Luigi, could we have another bottle, do you think? Luigi...
I'm afraid you won't get very good service out of him today.
He's normally so attentive.
Caroline nearly had a mutiny on her hands last week. All the staff wanted time off to see the screening.
She had to make them draw lots in the end, and Luigi got one of the short straws.
Oh, I see. I wondered why half the staff looked so fed up. Oh, that was delicious.
Do I arrive just in time to receive a compliment?
Oh. You certainly do, Jean-Paul. Come and join us.
Oh, no, thank you. I still have 13 covers to supervise. I came to check the time of the screening tonight. It's 8 o'clock, right?
That's right.
I need to tell that stupid chef de brigade exactly when I leave and exactly when I return. Then the guests might have a chance of getting their dinner.
And are you looking forward to seeing yourself on the screen?
But of course. I wait to see just what a pantomime they have made of my soufflé. And if I don't like it, I shall sue.
Oh, no.
I'm sure you'll come over very well.
Oh, it's no good. I'm going to have to try Martina one more time.
Oh, dear. Want another, Brenda?
Oh, no way. We've got 3 more interviews to do yet. I need Linda, Trudy and, Oh, Greg.
I've seen Trudy. Oh, look, Linda's over there.
Right! Can we have a bit of hush, please? Bit of hush, please. Thank you. Thank you. Now, you're all here tonight for a very special reason, and that's to watch 3 programmes which so far have only been seen by a few lucky cable viewers. But we're going to run them together for you, so this is our first chance as a village to see a special compilation of the programmes about our very own Grey Gables.
Shush, Jack.
Could we have the lights down, please, Johnny? Thank you. Right. Here we go.
Please, how corny can you get?
It's my fault that imbecile Luigi delayed me, and I knew it was on purpose.
It's all right. It's hardly started. Come and sit with us, JP.
You're very kind, thank you.
Hello, reception. Linda Snell speaking. How may I help you?
I knew it. She's going to hog every scene.
Mr. Willy, calmez-vous. Soon we are away from Mrs. Snell, then everything will be fine.
Oh.
Are you cheating? You didn't go through the
can't watch. When did they film this?
My God, look at those thighs.
You can look now, Jack. It's the restaurant.
It's me.
Shh.
Oh, Peggy, this is terrible.
C'est trop. Vous êtes timbré, complètement allumé.
It's all right, Jack. Not much longer.
Yes, nearly there, thank God.
This morning, I'm checking the netting on the release pens to make sure no pests such as rats and crows can get in.
What did I tell you, Grandad? I knew you could rely on Greg.
At last. Courage, mon brave.
Of course, this is no ordinary year.
Oh, please, no.
Up with a foot and mouth. Business in the countryside has been decimated.
Whoops.
Great Gables itself has had hardly any bookings.
Oh, Peggy, it's a nightmare.
Foot and Mouth has been an absolute disaster for the tourist industry in general, and for us at Grey Gables in particular.
Oh.
Well, I've been doing my bit for partaking.
Bookings are the lowest they've ever been. The future looks bleak. And I doubt if we're ever likely to see an American again.
And he looks so cute.
Mm. And he swanned up in his little black manager's jacket.
Oh, can this be the same Roy Tucker used to play in My Sandpit?
Huh?
You're not listening, are you?
Oh, sorry.
Talking about Roy.
Oh, when you said he was cute. Yeah, I'm sorry, Adam. I lost it after the first couple of minutes. About the same time they showed Scott jumping in the pool.
You're not getting over him, are you?
No. Well, I don't think I'm going to. For ages.
What did I tell you? People loved it.
Yeah, but all those disasters, all that stuff about the Foot and Mouth.
It's called balance, Jack. Most of it was beautiful shots of the hotel and very favourable interviews with the guests.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Well, au revoir. I have now to return to my station.
Oh, bye, Jean-Paul.
What did you think of it, Jean-Paul, really?
All in all, I was very pleased. I felt my integrity showed through.
Integrity?
So, baby, I gave the crew a bit of a hard time in my kitchen, but that is as it should be. At all time, my concerns were for the dishes I was preparing and for the guests.
Quite right.
So, I say goodnight.
All right, bye. Goodnight. Oh, dear, Peggy. I still feel my pacemaker's been working overtime.
I'm afraid it hasn't finished yet. Linda didn't look too pleased when she's talked out.
She opened and closed the thing. What more does she want?
Ah, you know Linda. I think she was hoping to be in every shot.
Those were the days, they said. When you and Polly and Jennifer and me and Roger were the hip young things of Ambridge.
Yeah. Boogieing the night away at the Cellar Club, dark right all.
In your Chelsea boots.
Yeah.
Oh, look at us now. The baton's passed to the likes of, oh, I don't know, Roy and Haley, I suppose. And Tom and Helen. And that little tramp Brenda.
Yeah,
it's all right for you men. Get a few wrinkles and go grey and everyone calls it distinguished.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Look at you. You're older than me and you're a new man. And you've got a new woman to prove it.
Yeah. But it was all thanks to the gym, you know.
The gym. Oh, put me another one in there, will you?
Yeah. On its way.
No. It's not for me, all that throwing yourself around.
Jolene swears by it.
Well, she's the athletic type. No, seeing myself wobbling into the pool on that big screen's convinced me.
That was a bit of an unkind shot, that low angle.
And as for the close-up on my face when I was doing that codded-up check-in. No, not too much, darling. No, I've decided. I'm going to reinvent myself. But I'll do it my way.
Lily and Freddy now have a new friend.
That's it, Freddy. What does the pig say? Is he saying hello? Lily, no, not in your mouth. That's dirty.
Hello? Lizzie?
Nigel!
Hello, you two. What a lovely family group.
Complete with pig, you mean. Thanks a lot.
No, that wasn't what I meant at all. Hello, Freddy, old chap.
Hello, Lily.
Big squeeze.
Hello, remember me? I'm Elizabeth.
How could I forget? How are you?
Oh, I'm so glad to have you back.
I've missed you all so much.
Oh, we've missed you too.
They've grown.
I know. It's what children do. So, how was the rest of your course?
Fabulous. Exhilarating. Inspiring.
Wow, they got you on a percentage.
Oh, I've got so much to tell you. I brought back tons of stuff on paper about, well, you know, where we could go from here.
Brilliant. We'll have to go through it.
I really enjoyed myself.
So I gathered. I'd expected you home before now.
Sorry. Anyway, what's been happening here?
Oh, not much.
Oh, come on, what's the gossip? Well, how are things at Brookfield?
Well, Mum and Ruth are in a bit of a panic because they've taken a double booking for Rickyard at the end of next month.
Ooh.
So one lot of happy holiday makers have got to go in the bungalow.
Lucky them.
Mum's been trying to tactfully persuade Ruth that her manky saucepans and tatty old duvet covers aren't quite up to scratch.
No, I can see that.
What else? Oh, Harvest, of course. And Shula's annoying everyone by being incredibly organised about the move. Chris and George have been selling off a bit more furniture.
The usual excitement, then.
Oh, the big news is that the full council meetings, what's it called? Ratified the Education Committee's recommendation. Loxley Barrett stays open.
That's terrific.
Oh, Julia couldn't quite work out why I was so pleased. But then she still thinks Lily and Freddy are off to boarding school at 7.
Yes. Well, that's her opinion.
Anyway, everyone's meeting at the Bull tonight to celebrate. It started out as just the Save Our School group, but it got expanded to include everybody.
Oh, are we going there?
Mm-hmm. Julia and Lewis are babysitting. Oh, is that okay?
Of course. I had thought I'd talk you through some of this falconry stuff, but it can wait.
Good.
You haven't said a word about business. Have we had a good week here?
Well, there have been some developments, but... Look, I ought to give Lily and Freddy their tea, and then it's bath time.
I can't believe it, can you? Some good news at last.
Well, the MLC are going to dip into their coffers?
Yep, they're going to fund the tasting at Grey Gables.
Oh, excellent. It'd be nice to get something back off the levy for once.
Yeah. Debbie was really pleased.
Well, she's put in a lot of hard work. You all have.
Well, it's over to Jean-Paul now. Him and his Moroccan lamb with... couscous or something.
Sounds pretty adventurous.
Mind you, I don't think he'd be making much progress on his recipes today. Too busy signing autographs, I expect.
Oh, this DocuSoap thing, you mean?
Yeah.
You didn't make the showing last night, did you?
No, I was bailing till 10. How'd it go?
It's all good fun.
Yeah?
Jack was flapping, as you might expect, but I don't think he came out of it too badly in the end.
Oh, I'd love to have seen it.
My favourite bit was when they cut from Lillian jumping in the pool to this vast side of beef on the carving trolley and said it all.
Oh, well, perhaps Sid will lend me the video.
Oh, if Lillian hasn't had it destroyed. Anyway, Peggy rang and said Jack's cheerier today because they've had a bit of a surge in bookings, apparently.
Oh, that's good.
Brian? Oh, hello, David.
Hello, Stop.
Finished without you?
Yeah, all cleaned up nicely.
She managed to chew on some wire she found in the hedge.
Oh. They're just on a suicide mission, aren't they, sheep, from the minute they're born?
Yeah. Anyway, Brian, here's the stuff on that new wormer I was telling you about.
Oh, great, thanks. We'll just stick it on the table for now.
Oh, on here. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I've got them.
Oh, funny you were that reliable in the slips.
Oh, you. Hang on a minute, dear. What's that one?
Hmm? Ooh. Ooh. Your facelift explained.
What?
Hang on. Upper and lower eyelid tightening. Ugh.
Whose are these?
Hang on. Eyelid tightening removes the loose skin and bagginess from around the eyes. At the same time, the small pouches of herniated fat are removed.
Yeah. I knew this would happen.
Look. Brian, it's nothing to be ashamed of, mate.
Oh, very funny. God. This is just what I've been dreading. Jenny being influenced by Lillian.
Oh, well, some women do get very insecure about getting older. Shuna's not looking forward to being 43, I can tell you.
But what about you? You were whinging on about being 40 next birthday. Nets the other week.
Oh, that's different.
Look at the cost. Facelift, 4,000 to 5,000. And this eyelid business, 3,000 to 3,500. Look.
Oh, yeah, no, well, to be fair, Brian, it does say down here, look, you can have the two done together for about 6K.
Oh, well, that's an absolute bargain.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a bad reduction, actually.
It's madness. It's out of the question.
Look, if I were you, Brian, I'd play it very carefully with Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, she's made her mind up.
Well, she can just unmake it. No, but you're right. I mean, I can't just go steaming in.
No.
Would you excuse me for a second? Mm. I think I better make a phone call.
Oh, I'm soaked. Gosh, where did you learn to do that?
Oh, we've been practising, haven't we, Lily?
It's a jolly nice welcome home, I must say.
Well, we girls have got to stick together. Now you boys got your silly car race.
Oh, did you hear that, Freddie? It's not a silly car race, is it?
I think it's very sexist. Never occurred to you to enter with Lily.
Well, there's nothing to stop you getting up a team.
Oh, yes, I'm well known for my prowess with remote-controlled cars.
It's not the winning, Lizzie, it's the taking part.
You want to tell that to David? Or Alistair? Or Sid?
Anyway, you've got other skills, like running a successful business, for example.
Yes. Oh, do you want the little diver, Freddy? Here he is.
Now, let Freddy do it, Lily.
Oops.
Look, oh, gosh. OK, you have the penguin. So, how was Beverly this week?
Oh, well, you know I said there'd been some developments.
You haven't had another row?
No, better than that. She's resigned.
You're joking?
Why would I joke about it? She's got a job with the same firm Liam left us for. They want her as soon as possible.
But...
So I told her, clear her desk, we'd pay her till the end of the month.
But how are we going to manage?
I'm going to do it, of course. I was ready having to do half her job for her anyway.
Only because you chose to check up on her all the time.
Nigel, I don't see the problem. We're saving a whole salary.
Lizzie, look me in the eye and tell me that you didn't plan this all along. Lizzie?
Oh, Nigel, what does it matter? If I take charge of the conferences, you can concentrate on your beloved falconry. Now, come on, tell me some more about your course.
Well, this is a nice surprise, darling. What are we celebrating?
I don't know. The fact that we've finally had a couple of takers for the contract farm, if you like.
They're only small acreages, though. They won't exactly make up for the loss of the estate contract, will they?
I know, but it's a start. Anyway, do I need an excuse to bring my wife out to dinner?
Well, no, but you did awfully well to get a table. I haven't seen it so full for months.
Oh, that's the power of television for you. Despite Jack's worries, perhaps those programmes have been a good thing after all.
Well, any success is well deserved. I mean, other restaurants come and go, but I think you'd have to go a long way to better Grey Gables.
They should have had you saying that on the screen.
Not only is the food delicious, but the candlelight is flattering.
Oh, come on, Jenny. You don't need any help. You'd look gorgeous in any light.
Brian.
You're as beautiful to me as the day we got married.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. That was 25 years ago.
Yes, you haven't changed a bit.
Well, of course I have.
Not to me, you haven't.
Oh, yes. Well, are these lines just my imagination, then?
What lines? Anyway, they add character. I love them.
Brian, is there anything you'd like to... I mean, you're not feeling guilty about anything, are you?
What?
Well, it's just that, well, being taken out for a romantic meal on the spur of the moment. In the past, that sort of thing hasn't always coincided with the happiest times in our relationship.
Oh, Jenny.
Well?
Look, there is something, actually.
What?
I just want to ask you to give up on this idea of having a facelift or any kind of cosmetic surgery.
But
you don't have to, for me or anyone else. You don't need it.
But of course I don't. Whatever gave you that idea?
No Ruth tonight?
No, she's absolutely whacked.
Harvest, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, I left her reading Josh's story, but it looked like she'd be asleep before he was.
Oh, I know the feeling.
I'm surprised that Tim and Siobhan aren't here. I thought that she was a leading light in the campaign.
Yeah, that is odd.
I think Linda said they'd gone away for the weekend. Can't remember that.
Mm. Oh, well. Look, here's to the school anyway. And may it have a long and happy future.
Yeah, here, yeah. Here.
The school.
Oxley Barrett.
Cheers.
Ah, the council haven't heard the end of it yet, you know. Janet was telling me the governors are going to put in for extra funding for refurbishment.
Serves them right.
Well, that's great. By the time Lily and Freddie start, they'll have state-of-the-art classrooms.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. One of the reasons the council suggested closure in the first place was because the building's been in such a bad way.
Well, you've all done a jolly good job. Right, enough of this. The robot car race. What's the latest state of play?
Right.
Oh, no. I think I'll go and talk to Pat.
Oh, don't go, Lizzie. Look, you might need to hear this.
Oh, I can't think why.
Yeah, have you sorted out your sponsorship yet, Roger? What do you reckon, Lizzie? Is it the sort of thing that Lower Loxley wants to be associated with?
Well, it's not exactly classy. I'd have preferred something like the polo, really.
The polo? Get real.
Good evening.
Oh, hi, Eric.
Oh, I've just come to pay me sup. There you are, Alistair. You can consider us Grundys well and truly entered for the car race.
What? You and Ed?
That's right.
Yeah, but Ed's not a child.
Yes, he is. Well, there's like nothing on the poster about any cut-off age.
Well, no,
I think 16's usually the limit, isn't it, David?
That's right.
Well, that's OK, there. That's what he is. 16.
No, no, what I meant was that only under 16's could enter.
And when did you decide that? See? You're making this up as you go along. It's already a stitch-up with you lot right in the rules.
I think you'll find we've been perfectly fair.
In that case, we ain't got a problem. Our Edward's 16, he's not 17, till September. So he's perfectly entitled to enter.
Oh, great. Now, hang on, though. It's not really on for the younger children, is it, competing against the likes of Edward?
What? You're telling me your little lad's going to be operating the car for himself?
Well,
do me a favour, he's only a babby.
He's got a point, Nigel.
Any road? If we're all happy, I'll see you at the fete. Ta-ra.
See you, Eddie.
Good night. What are we going to do?
Well, we can't have this. Be a one-car race if Ed's in it.
Well, there's nothing else for it, is there? The parents will have to take over the controls.
Oh, like you didn't want to already.
No, of course we didn't.
No, David's right. It's Eddie who spoiled the spirit of this. Exactly, by declaring open war.
Well, if that's what he wants, he can have it. Pistons at dawn.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Peter Leslie Wilde and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.